You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter the famous and iconic, I don't think I've used that term in introducing anyone before, Ed Marquard is here with us. He is the music director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. And along with Ed is Steve Miller, who is the marketing director for the organization. Welcome back, Steve.
Good to see you, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice to have you both back here. That means that the concert season is back in full swing, and things are happening with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. As a matter of fact, you have an event just a week from tonight. Tell us about that, Steve.
Yeah, we are. Actually, this is our 55th season in Rhode Island of the Chorale, so it's a really special year for us. And in fact, it's Dr. Marquard's 25th anniversary season, so we feel very privileged to be putting on just some great works. And it's our inaugural year, but our premier concert of the new Rhode Island Chamber Choir is coming up on Sunday, which will be just on the 13th at 3 o'clock. And it's an a cappella group that will be performing with accompaniment, and we'll be doing just a really great program. And Ed can talk a little bit more about that. But it'll be Sunday on the 13th at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church on historic Main Street in Wickford.
Excellent. And I should have said in my introduction, and Steve kind of reminded me when he said professor, that means that...
That I work for a living.
That you work for a living. He is a professor of music at Rhode Island College and have been there for, a couple of years now.
I'm in my 39th year at Rhode Island College.
39th year at Rhode Island College. Now, he did not start there when he was two. He was a little bit older than that.
But, four.
Four, and that's okay. Now, let's get to the conversation about an a cappella group with accompaniment.
That sort of shook me, too, but it's sort of an oxymoron, I should think. We do basically a cappella works, but we are on our first concert, we are doing works by New England composers.
I see.
And among those are Randall Thompson and Irving Fine, who we're going all the way back to William Billings, who is the first really well-known New England composer. And we're doing three works of his a cappella, as Steve pointed out. But the Irving Fine works and the Randall Thompson works are both with piano, and they were conceived that way, so we're going to do them that way. The piano parts are quite interesting. Irving Fine, Randall Thompson, Harold Shapiro, Leonard Bernstein, even Aaron Copland found his way onto this program, and I figured it was legitimized by all the years he spent teaching at Tanglewood, which is in New England.
Sure, that's right.
But those guys all had a great connection, including Billings and all the composers on the program, to Boston. And specifically to the Boston Symphony Orchestra after it was founded. Of course, Billings had nothing to do with it. But they all had premier works done by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under Koussevitzky's directorship. We're also including two composers who resided or do reside in Providence. The first is Paul Nelson, who passed away a couple of years ago, longtime teacher at Brown University and a real New England treasure. We're doing two works of his and one by a contemporary composer, James Bond, B B-O-H-N, who is a colleague of mine at Rhode Island College. And that is a rather unique work. It is a cappella, and it's rather contemporary and chant-like in its inception. So we're very happy to be doing his work as well.
Sounds like a wonderful program. And however, the thrust of why you're both here today is to talk about a concert a little bit later in the season, and that's going to be The Messiah. And we did a program on this last year, and we'll kind of refresh the notes, if you will.
Sure.
But let's get to our first piece of music, which is what, Ed?
It's the opening tenor recitative and aria, Comfort Ye My People and Every Valley.
We'll listen to that and then be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. As an organization, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra is fairly old. It's been around for, what was it, 55th year, I think you said?
55th year, yes.
55th. And when we say Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, I know you have auditions for people to sing with the chorale twice a year, I think, or once a year?
Correct, twice.
Twice a year.
Once in the fall and once in January.
But the orchestra part of it, how does that come into play?
These are professional players who, the majority of whom are members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
I see.
It's what we call a contracted orchestra, and they're contracted on a per concert basis. All three of our concerts are with orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And it numbers, depending on the requirements of the particular composition. For Messiah, for instance, I believe we have 29 players and 84
wow.
singers. For the Bach concert, which comes up in March, we'll probably have the same number of orchestral musicians. Our last concert of the year, which is on May 19th, is a Rhode Island premiere of a wonderful work by Sir Michael Tippett, a British composer, called A Child of Our Time. And it's based on the events which led up to Kristallnacht in Germany. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful piece. And that orchestra will be in excess of 50 wow. members. It's a huge romantic kind of piece, albeit written in 1939, so it has a contemporary twinge to it.
Right, okay. And the chorale itself, you mentioned, is about 80-plus singers?
Yes.
Normally?
Right. Normally, correct.
And people can audition for that and join and be part of it if that works out, and they work with you, they get the opportunity to work with you.
Well, aren't they the fortunate few? Yes, they can actually call a phone number, 521-5670. That's a 401 area code, of course. To set up an audition time, and the people who answer the phone will get back to them, and mm-hmm. they can audition for me.
Because I know there's lots of community choruses within the state that would some of those singers, I'm sure, would love to step up, so to speak, from their local little, perhaps small community chorus and try the big time and one of the more well-known and certainly more appreciated groups such as yours. So that's a good thing. The Messiah is coming. And, Steve, what date and time will the Messiah be?
Yep. It's our annual performance that we do our first concert. It's always over Thanksgiving weekend. So this concert will be Saturday night of Thanksgiving weekend. It's November 26th. Downtown Providence at the beautiful Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. Concert time will start at 7:30.
Excellent. All right, then that leads us to the next piece of music that we might be hearing now.
This is the first chorus in Messiah called And the Glory of the Lord, and every time we do this, I remind the Civic Chorale that this is the first time an audience gets to hear them in whatever particular year, so we'd better kick off the piece with a great sound.
Sing well. Here we go.
Thank you.
beautiful music that's going to take place in just a few weeks. So we'll give you all the details of how to get tickets again at the end of the program, so you make sure you don't miss that opportunity. Ed, there are certainly lots of talented people, and I know you can have some soloists involved with this. Tell us about them.
Right. We have four soloists, two whom we have had before, the two men, Richard Kennedy, tenor, who also has a full-time job at Penn State University in Pennsylvania, and Donald Wilkinson, who has been with us a number of times, and he hails from the Boston area. Both are just terrific oratorio singers. The two women are new to the chorale this year. The soprano is Rochelle Bard, and the mezzo-soprano is Megan Roth. Megan, some of your audience may be familiar with, as she sang the role of Dora Bella in last summer's Così fan tutte at the Park Theater.
Absolutely, yes.
And Rochelle, I have heard only on recording, but she sang with my wife in Tampa last year, and Diana swears by her, so I shall also.
The and wife we're speaking of, Diana McVeigh, for those that are trying to catch up with all the notes here. Okay.
Yeah, and it's really terrific because since she sings all over the country, I have a great pipeline to hearing new singers a lot. So this is a great boon to our organization. She will be singing with us later in the year, as a matter of fact.
Excellent. All right, let's go and try to get another piece in this segment. What's the third piece we'll hear?
Next, we're going to hear one of my favorite choruses from Messiah, and it's "And He Shall Purify the Sons of Levi."
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll be back with more of Ed Marquardt, Steve Miller, and the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sewell's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sewell is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsewellart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard and Steve Miller, representing the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. We've been listening to some beautiful music from The Messiah. And Ed, this is a little bit unusual. You did The Messiah last year, but you don't do it every year, right?
No. When I came on board 25 years ago, we decided that every other year might be a better way of going because there is a lot of other music out there that we could be exploring during this season. There's both Christmas music and Hanukkah music and so on, and we've managed to do some of that through the years. We felt we needed a bit of a special boost this season because it is our 55th year, and it's an anniversary occasion for us, and felt that the work which is most identified with us is Messiah. Hence, we are doing it again this year.
Hence, we have The Messiah, and you mentioned Christmas music and Hanukkah music. Explain just briefly, if you will, the Messiah isn't necessarily, right?
A Christmas work? No.
Wasn't written as.
No, it's an Easter work, really.
It's really just something that's become tradition, more or less.
Especially in this country.
Right.
In Europe and in England, it's done mostly at Easter time. And actually, 18 years ago, we did do it at Easter time at Veterans Auditorium, and we didn't get but probably half the audience that we get at Christmas time. So that experiment has gone by the wayside, and we do it at Christmas. It's an anomaly in Handel's output also in that it's not a typical oratorio in that it does not tell a story as, say, Samson or Solomon or Judas Maccabeus. Mm-hmm. It's more a commentary on the events. And it is divided into three parts, as most oratorios and indeed composers' lives seem to be divided into three parts. The first deals with prophecy, the second deals with the death, and the third part deals with redemption and hope for the future.
Right. Okay. Let's get another piece of music here and go to our fourth piece. What do we have?
I think we have O Thou That Tellest Good Tidings to Zion, and preceded by the recitative for mezzo. And then the chorus and mezzo sing together.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Oh,
Steve, you've been a member of the chorale for how many years now?
I think I'm going on my sixth season. I can't believe it.
Six years.
Six years. Wow. I moved up from New York, and actually during the 50th season, that's when I first learned of the chorale, and that's when I first performed my first performance of full of Messiah. I think that's one thing I'd wanted to mention, too, is that we're probably the only group in the area in southern New England that does perform the entire Messiah from start to finish. So feel very privileged to be able to do that. A couple of things. One I just wanted to mention, too, is that, again, we really feel excited about this season. It's our 55th season. A lot of things to celebrate in off. So it's Ed's 25th anniversary season, which is great. The members in our chorale are really working to put on some great music this year. We have about, I think, as Ed mentioned, about 85 to close to 90, all volunteers. I mean, professionals from all walks of life that, you know, have full-time jobs, and then they come once a week to, you know, practice about 3 hours to perform the works that we do.
So this is definitely a work of love, Ed, for most of these people. I mean, not only do they volunteer, but, I mean, it actually costs money to do this. They have to buy music and things like that.
They buy their own music. They pay dues. It's not only a work of love to sing the works that we do for them, but they also, as witnessed by Stephen's presence here, they do volunteer in other capacities as well.
Mm-hmm.
The programs, the posters, the flyers, the PR, all of these things have to be done by someone, and we don't have a paid executive. So it's all done by volunteers, and I have nothing – and I know for a fact that there are other choirs like this in our area, nationwide. It's an American phenomenon to have these volunteer community-type choruses. And ours has the privilege of performing with a professional orchestra at every concert, which makes things even more delightful. But I have nothing but respect for these people who are giving up extra time that they could be with their families, they could be on a boat, they could be doing a thousand different things, but they come to share their love of choral music. I think it's an astounding sacrifice and a wonderful thing for me to witness.
It is a wonderful thing, and we encourage you as an audience listening, the way you can encourage them further is to attend the performances that are there. We have one next Sunday that we'll tell you about later on, and then the Messiah coming up, Thanksgiving weekend, and some others down the road we'll talk about in the next segment. But right now, let's go to the fifth piece of music we have for you, and then we'll take a break.
This is one of the more familiar choruses from Messiah, "For Unto Us a Child Is Born."
Unto us a child is born, unto us a child is born, unto us.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard and Steve Miller from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Steve, we've mentioned a couple dates so far, and we want to give everybody the details. Next Sunday, let's start with that one.
Yes, next Sunday, definitely come down to Wickford and hear the premiere concert of the new Rhode Island Chamber Choir. We're going to be starting that at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church on Historic Main Street. It's going to be wonderful. Tickets you can buy at the door for this concert, so it's great. You can get them. It's $12 general admission.
And that's not a misprint. It's really just $12.
$12.
Right? Well, there's a bargain for you.
It's the biggest bargain. All right. You can't beat it.
And then a few weeks after that?
Yeah, and then a few weeks after that, definitely our Messiah concert will be amazing, and that will be, you can also get tickets at the door, but if you do buy advance tickets, they're $22 for, you know, regular adults, $20 for seniors, $7 for students, and children under 12 are free.
Now, as I approach that senior level, I'm kind of a little mystery there when you said regular adults. But that's different from seniors, right?
I guess it is.
Just flash your AARP card.
Right.
All right. And that's going to be where?
That's in Providence, downtown at the Cathedral St. Peter's and Paul.
Okay, great. All right. And then we're going to talk about some other upcoming events that the Chorale has planned in next calendar year, actually. And, Ed, you alluded to a couple of them, but the first one is going to take place and be about what?
It's this first Saturday in March, March 3rd of 2012, and it's an all-Bach concert. What is unique about this concert and has been now, this will be the fourth year, is that the soloists on this concert are the winners of our annual collegiate vocal competition, mm-hmm. which will be held in January 28th. And we get very excited about showcasing this young talent. And the number of competitors has grown for the last 3 years. It began as a Rhode Island only. You had to be enrolled in a Rhode Island college or university. Mm-hmm. We've now expanded to include Massachusetts and Connecticut. They have to be recommended by their voice teacher, and they have to be a fully enrolled student in a college or university in one of those three states.
But not necessarily in a music program.
Not necessarily, just an enrolled student who is studying voice.
Excellent. All right. Well, that'll be in March. We'll look forward to that, I'm sure. Hopefully we'll see you before that. And then you have another one after that.
And as I mentioned earlier, A Child of Our Time by Sir Michael Tippett is a piece that is very dear to me. I've never done it before. I've known about it for 30-some years.
That's unlike The Messiah, which you said you've done probably
20 times.
20 times.
Yeah. And I must say, it never, for some reason, which I attribute solely to Handel, nothing to me, is that it never gets old. I find something new every year. As any member of the chorale can probably attest.
You always find something.
I change something every time we do it.
But this is going to be a new one for you.
It is, and it's a wonderful work, and it's the Rhode Island premiere. Mm-hmm. And our soloists are the aforementioned Diana McVeigh, who's the soprano. Teresa Buchholz is the mezzo, and interestingly, when she and I discussed this over the phone last spring, her husband, Jim Bagwell, is the conductor of the Collegiate Chorale in New York City, and they happen to be doing this work this spring also. So great minds think together, right? Michael Paul Krubitzer is the tenor, and Aaron Engelbreth, who has sung with us several times, a wonderful baritone who lives in Portland, Maine, is the baritone.
We'll now go back to backtrack a little bit and go back to the Messiah. And what do we have next?
We have now the tenor recitative followed by the aria, Thou Shalt Dash Them in Pieces.
He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision.
It's always a pleasure having both of you gentlemen in the studio here at WCRI and bringing us up to date on the happenings of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Thank you for being here, Ed.
It's our pleasure.
Nice to see you. And Steve, nice to see you again.
It's great. Thank you so much.
We're going to wrap up with a couple more details. First of all, we want to give phone number and website information if you'd like further information. So there's a phone number they can call, right? Or they want to do it the old-fashioned way?
Yep, the old-fashioned way works just fine. Our number is 401-521-5670. And that's for getting tickets to find out any more about our two upcoming concerts. Also, the best way, go to our website for recapping everything that's on the program today. It's RICCO.org. That'll give you information about our premiere concert next Sunday, the 13th, in Wickford at 3 o'clock, and then our Messiah concert Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday at night.
So that's pretty simple, RICCO.org. We ran a little bit long here, and so we're going to try to get in a couple of the more important or more memorable pieces from the Messiah right now. Tell us what those are.
The ever-famous Hallelujah Chorus, followed by the last chorus in the work, the Amen Chorus. And I would suggest when you hear the Hallelujah, if you're driving, please don't stand up.
Don't stand up. All right. We'll try to squeeze as much in. And it's always a pleasure to have them with us here in the studio. Right now, we're going to go to those two pieces, and then we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.